Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. On this episode of the Visionary Chronicles, I'd like to talk about your team. Many times I get asked when I'm engaging with brands or the brands I've been associated with, is, you know, how do I attract the best talent? And how do I make sure that they stay engaged, that they're with the company or the brand, that they have a passion around what they're doing? And many times I get this question and I ask, what is your process to assuring that you are attracting the right talent beyond just posting a job description? What are you doing as a company and as a brand that when people do their research, they look at what you're doing, the excitement you're creating in your particular category, that would want someone to proactively reach out to you and want to join your brand or company? I mean, that's the ultimate engagement with talent, is versus you reaching out to them, they actually proactively reach out to you because of what you're doing as a brand. So when I get asked that question, it's interesting the responses that I get. Some just by default are doing it. And I show it to them and I say, this is really a great process to attract great talent, is the fact that you're positioning your brand on a lifestyle that will attract someone to the culture that you have. And this all starts with the selection process. You know, one of the big areas that's ultimately overlooked when you bring somebody on to your company or to your brand, there's really three areas that you look at. The ability to mesh with your culture is key. And this is why at the outset I mentioned, what are you currently doing as a brand from a marketing positioning perspective to let people know that you reflect the culture of the people that you're trying to attract to your company or your brand? Ultimately, talent is secondary to someone meshing with your culture. And I mean, part of that culture is not only what the brand stands for and someone who has a passion for what you produce, but also someone that can mesh with the team once they come into your company. I've seen so many instances with companies where they bring somebody in because they're very talented. And I'm not saying that's always a bad situation, but I'm saying the ultimate hire, one that will be engaged, one that will have a passion around what you're doing, is really somebody who meshes with your culture and your lifestyle and how you position your brand to the outside community that you engage with. So that to me is one of the things when you look at attracting talent and retaining that talent, is the ability for them to mesh with your culture. And you can do this proactively outside of posting your job description, which everybody does, is when somebody now goes to your website, researches your company, researches your brand, understands who you are, what you do, why you do what you do, and ultimately, am I a good match for this company based on what they're showing me online, offline, in store, wherever it may be? Culturally, am I a good fit? And so having that in place is a key component to hiring the right talent, attracting the right talent, and ultimately retaining that talent. Now, you can only do so much as far as the retaining of that talent, because if they are a great talent, like any other sport, any other category of product, everybody's looking for great talent. So as long as you've done your job on the front end of attracting great talent through how you've positioned your brand or your company, ultimately, you're going to have a better shot at not only retaining that talent, but having that talent through word of mouth and through the area of responsibility that they have, talking ultimately to other great talent that want to join your company. So through the social media sites, through your culture, through your branding, whatever it is, never lose sight of the fact, probably one of the most important aspects of hiring the right talent is culture. And I spend so much time on that because many people overlook it. And that's why I want to make sure that when you see that in trying to define your strategy around hiring great talent, that that's a key component to it. Now, the second piece, interestingly enough, is the ability to do the job. You know, number one is the ability to mesh with your culture. The second is the ability to do the job. Yes, it's number two, because there's a lot of talented people out there, but if they come in and they disrupt your culture, they don't get along with the team, they don't have a passion for your brand or your products, it's a problem. No matter how talented they are, they're going to be a short-term employee, and you've wasted a lot of time bringing them, onboarding them, having them come into the team and disrupt the situation, knowing very well that they weren't going to mesh with your culture. So ability to do the job is number two. And number three is passion for the brand or the product or the service, whatever you do. And I say a passion for it because when they come in, ultimately, they're going to need to be engaged. And the ability for you to engage is having them understand who you are as a company, as a brand, as a product, and as a team. So you really want to have someone who comes in understanding the culture of your brand, but also has a passion around what you do day to day. I mean, if you don't have that, or someone that's on board with your company that has a true, authentic passion for what you do, they're going to fail, and you don't want that. So these are three areas that I'll talk about here and not only how to attract talent, but how to retain that talent and have that talent extend beyond the four walls of the company and through word of mouth, bring other talent on board. It's a great strategy around not only retaining, but acquiring that talent. So what we're going to look at here is some points on how to hire great talent, retain that talent. So first is meshing with the team and understanding the vision of the company. Everybody inside of a company, big or small, regardless of your size, should have something, and I ultimately call it the brand book, the Bible, the coffee table that sits on the desk outside of the office that somebody can look at and very quickly understand both visually and verbally what your brand stands for. And so you want to make sure that somebody who understands the vision of the company, the culture of the company, and has a passion around what you do. So meshing with the company as a whole. And the second is engaging in the process of learning. So this is part of your onboarding process. And I'll talk about onboarding here in a second, but onboarding is one area that when somebody comes on with a company, I found ultimately a majority of the companies don't have a formal onboarding process. I think many times because they just don't understand why somebody just can't come into a company, hit the ground running, mesh with the team, and immediately be productive. That isn't the situation. So you want to make sure, along with having them understand your company, having a brand book, how you're positioned, your culture, who you are, what you do, is also having a formal onboarding process. And many times, they think an onboarding process is going through benefits, going through here's the team, here's the benefit. It's really not that. It's really a case of, number one, what team are you joining? What functional areas are you joining? What is your definitive area of responsibility and who you'll be working with to execute on the vision for the company? And how are you going to contribute? It should be something that's a light bulb in their head when they come inside the company and they go, wow, I'm really contributing to the success of this brand. Now, this could be a big job, small job. I don't care what it is. Everybody's a cog in this wheel of success as a brand. So you want to make sure that when they do ultimately join your company, that you're engaging with them and you have a process around the onboarding. And then the other piece of this is on the onboarding process, when you have great talent and attracting great talent, is this brand, what I call brand ethos, is understanding the brand and being committed to its success and being a part of, tangibly being a part of, the ongoing success of the company. And the brand ethos is extremely important, and that's one that is put in the brand book. So everybody understands who we are as a company. And when you look at somebody, again, like a BMW, ultimate driving machine, it can be a positioning statement like that that ultimately is very easy to understand, but says a tremendous amount. The most hardest thing for a company or brand to do is to get that ethos statement down to 3, 4, 2, 6, 7 words, whatever it is, something that easily rolls off anybody's tongue to understand who you are. In case with BMW, it's the ultimate driving machine. It's only 3 words, but it's extremely powerful. When somebody says, who do you work for? BMW, we're the ultimate driving machine. It gives everybody an ethos inside of their head as to what they do and how they're positioning their brand. The second piece beyond brand ethos on the onboarding side is have them completely understand the culture of your company. This takes care of itself. But a great example of this is Apple versus IBM. When Steve came back into Apple, he wanted to make sure, first and foremost, that the culture was established and or in this case, reestablished. So it doesn't matter how talented you are. If you have no passion for the brand or the product, it doesn't work. So you want to make sure culture is of the utmost importance. The third piece is what I talked about previously is the onboarding. You want to make sure that you're continually engaging with the new employees. First and foremost, as I talked about, you want to make sure you have a formal onboarding process which indicates their area of responsibility, what they're going to be doing, and how they're going to be contributing. But it's a continual engagement. It isn't one of these one-day onboarding process and all of a sudden they get their wings and they fly away. That's not how it works. So you want to make sure that you have a formal, ongoing onboarding process that gives them a feel and a comfort level that you care, number one. Number two, that they're contributing. Number three, that they become part of a team and they gel short-term and long-term. And then they successfully are joining your company and contribute long-term. So you want to make sure you're managing expectations, defining their responsibility, but also you want to make sure you're finding a way for these new employees to get small wins, meaning that you're recognizing their value to the company and that no matter what they do, it's a win for the company. So that's a little bit of like pulling a little bit of gas on the fire is put a fire in their belly. They're already passionate about the brand. If you've done your job on attracting talent, you want to retain them, but you also want to make sure that they continue to have that passion for the brand and for the company. So have a formal onboarding process. So then the next point here is the assumptions, what I call, let's just say assumptions and mistakes that many brands and companies make when they're looking to hire great talent and then also how to retain that talent. So there's a couple points I have here. I'll go through 4 of them. There's many of them, but I've come through 4 that I find kind of to be the most common when you're looking at whether it's hiring, retaining, onboarding, whatever it is. These are 4 points that I usually see are fairly common with companies. And the first is what I call jack of most trades, master of some. Understand that whoever comes on board, they have a definitive area of responsibility, but in order to execute and succeed, they need support, people around them to help them. So that's why I say culture is so important to ensuring that they come on your team and they gel with your team. Very talented individual who can mesh with your culture is the ultimate hire. So you want to make sure that they understand they have and need support. Many times, if they are talented, they try to take on more than they're asked to do, but you want to make sure you're teaching them how to fish, not fishing for them. So it's okay to cast that line out for them, catch a few fish for them, help them out in the process, but then turn the rod over, have them start catching the fish and feed themselves. So I call it the jack of most trades, master of some. So make sure that they don't take on more than you've expected them to take on and have them understand you're supporting them in that process. And the second point is assuming they're engaged. Now, this is part of the onboarding process. And what I say assuming they're engaged is when you hire them, you've got a process around why you're hiring them, and they are also engaged from the standpoint that they have a passion around the brand, but that passion burns out. So you want to make sure you have a process and a method continually engaging with these employees, and also a process around ensuring that they feel they are contributing to the success of the company. So more often than not, over half the employees that you talk to in an industry or in a company, this comes through Harvard Business Review, is they're not really engaged with the company. But the interesting thing is those they work for and or those above them think they are engaged when they're truly not. And that's why you see the turnover you do with companies. So always be engaging with employees, always be giving them responsibility, and always, always acknowledge their accomplishments. Now, the third point is, and there's kind of one that meshes with this one, but there's a point of difference between these two, is as they are engaged, as they contribute to the company, make sure you're rewarding those who, what I say, kiss down and don't kiss up. You want to make sure that your rewarding should be relative to their direct accomplishments through the team. And individualism effectively at some point implodes. And team acknowledgement succeeds. So you want to make sure you're rewarding those that acknowledge the team as a whole. Be humble, be efficient, be effective, and ultimately be rewarded for that accomplishment. And the point four is one that kind of meshes with us, a little bit different, but it meshes with point three, which is rewarding those who kiss down, not who kiss up, is not recognizing accomplishments. You want to make sure that you are recognizing the accomplishment no matter how small that accomplishment is. Now, the third one is rewarding relative to acknowledgement through team accomplishments. This one is individual accomplishments rewarded through those who they work for. This is directed to those who actually do the work, but the manager needs to acknowledge that work. So you want to make sure that you're rewarding those who execute these accomplishments. If you've got a strategy, you need someone to execute the vision. So as you go along executing that vision, you're going to have steps to that success. Now, you're going to have failures along the way as well. So you want to make sure you're embracing failures with the team, but you're also rewarding successful accomplishments as well. So this is effectively a team versus individual, that you need to take care of the team. As the old adage is, take care of those around you and they will take care of you. So failure to recognize this humility in somebody, that they're willing to recognize the team through accomplishments that they did, is a failure of management, and a lot of times contributes to turnover inside of companies. So you want to make sure that whatever you do, recognize that talent, recognize the humility around accomplishments. And more often than not, what I've seen is a culture is built around that type of structure. Management and acknowledgement is one that rewards who retains great talent and continues to succeed in their particular product category or service. And I also say, don't overlook the power of a pat on the back, a simple thank you. Many times people feel that they need a monetary reward, but more often than not, they just need to be acknowledged. So make sure that whatever you do, that you have the humility to ensure you're rewarding your employees monetarily, personally, whatever it may be, but have a structure in place where that's acknowledged. So these are some points that, as I've worked in brands, global iconic brands that I've been with, as well as the brands we work through Liquid Mind today, hopefully these are some good points for you. Again, it's, you know, how do I build this A team? How do I attract and retain talent? And again, kind of recapping what I was talking about, is that the culture is so important, not only from the outside looking in, making sure that people understand who you are before they even apply for a job, or they proactively reach out to you to want to work for your company. That's the ultimate compliment for your culture. is that when somebody can reach out, say they want to work for your company, they love your culture, they love your brand, your positioning, your product, and they have a passion around what you're doing. That's really step one. Step two is the ability to do the job. And step three is they have a passion for your brand and your company. If they don't have these three things, they're not going to succeed. And as a result, frustration sets in and turnover happens. And so that's what you want to make sure that you're avoiding as you hire people. And also make sure that you have this, what I call this brand ethos, this brand book. So somebody who continually is engaging with the brand, that it's refreshed in their mind day in and day out as to what you stand for. Have posters on the wall, have team meetings, have this brand book, have reminders sent through social media sites and internally and externally as to who you are as a brand, making sure that that ethos is continually ingrained into the bloodlines of your company. And have an onboarding process once you do hire somebody. And it's not a process of going through benefits and a one day, see you later, good luck type of plan. That is not onboarding. That is just merely telling them, here's your benefits and this is where you sit. This is where your office is. It's really not a process that gives someone a feeling that they're truly engaging with the company, with the brand. So just make sure you have that onboarding process and continually engage with them once they are inside the company and not leave them with the team. Make sure that you give them the tools to succeed and a process to succeed. And some of the assumptions and mistakes are jack of most trades, master of some, understanding that they need support, be there for them, make sure you're teaching them how to fish inside the company and give them a sense of engagement, give them a sense of accomplishment immediately and get small wins on the board. Second thing is assuming they're engaged. Don't ever assume that an A-team player or any player on your team is engaged. Is a proven fact that over half the people inside the company you work with or for or have are not engaged. So make sure you have a continual process of engagement. The third point is rewarding those who kiss down, not kiss up. You want to make sure that there's a sense of accomplishment and that somebody is looking out for those and rewarding those that are executing against the plan. So be humble, be efficient, be effective, be rewarded. And the fourth thing is recognizing accomplishments. No matter how big or small, make sure you're recognizing the employee's accomplishments to your company. It's critical to the success. And never underestimate the power of a pat on the back and a simple thank you. Acknowledgement of a job well done. So all of these points are things that will allow you to not only have the best talent on your team, but the ability to retain that talent and have them, because of their engagement with the brand and company, reach out to others that will continue to want to work for your brand, both short-term and long-term. Would like to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully you've enjoyed the subjects that we talk about each week here on the Visionary Chronicles. And we feel it's very important. We understand that there's professional needs and support you need with your companies and with your brands, but we also appreciate the fact that you've got some personal needs. As leaders of companies and brands, there are many things that you have to deal with, and we want to make sure that we're addressing those as well. If you like what you hear, we would really appreciate subscribing to The Visionary Chronicles. Are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, and Podbean. So we would really appreciate if you'd subscribe and look forward to bringing additional episodes to you each week. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next podcast.